This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a small business, liquor store, grocery store, any of the above, jump in there with Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco, and go self-checkout. That's right. They can do it for pennies on the dollars. Call them at 800-540-2149. They'll come out, take a look at your facility. Hey, you could end up with a benefit that you have no idea you could have. So give them a call, 800-540-2149. And Alpha Site Logistics, serving the Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Give them a call at 760-352-8383. And thank them for sponsoring Dirt Radio. And ask for a quote. They'll hook you up. Okay, Audrey and Ed are up at the Sand Super Show right now. We got Audrey on the line. So you got
I'm
a lot
here too, Dave.
Okay, so there. Okay, Ed's there too. You guys are going to have to work out how you're going to get in on air so you don't stomp on each other. But whoever wants to talk first, what's the audience look like up there?
Hey,
I'll go for that.
All right, here we go. Are you guys standing next to each other? Are you standing next to each other?
Well, we're different places.
Okay, Ed, go stand next to Audrey so that this will make total sense.
Where are you, Audrey?
I would assume she's in the booth. She's in the booth.
No, I'm in the camper area near the vendor area right now.
Well, Ed, you should go.
American Sand Associations, they're offering, and they take care of the vendors out here, and they cook them free food for all the vendors for donations. So I'm at the American Sand Association vendor area and vendor camping.
Okay, that sounds great. So what's the attendance look like?
It has been super busy this weekend.
Now, Ed, go find Audrey. That way you guys could tag team. Otherwise, this will just be jumping all on top of each other.
Yeah.
So, or Audrey, you go find Ed. So we, because I mean, this is, we don't want to do this for an hour. Have you guys, I mean, I'd like to be able to get something out of both of you, not at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I moved to a quiet area because there's a lot going on. You got different audio guys here, every type of vendors here for any type of UTV, side-by-side, quads. You've got three-wheeler parts, plastics, anything you can think of is here. It is an amazing show with a couple hundred vendors out here that you can go around and check out all their new products and what they have to offer. You even have the big eBay Motors. They're handing out free stuff for everybody. It goes until 4 p.m. today, so if you're down in San Diego, it's about an hour and a half drive. You can still make it up here before 4.
Yeah.
Have a good walk around and still check out all the vendors and check everybody out. It's a great day. There's a lot of showing going on. So
do you have any interviews lined up with some of the vendors?
I've gone through and I've worked out a couple of them. So
all right, cool.
I'm thinking we've got a few of them that want to team up with us. I even have the off-road expeditions, off-the-grid expeditions who do Baja tours, interested in possibly joining us on like a monthly thing where they come in once a month and talk about adventures and what they're doing, where they're going for off-the-grid. And, you know, so you can even, if you don't have a 4x4 and you're interested, they'll rent you one and take you and show you how to do it. So anything that you can think of, it's here at this show.
All right. So, I mean, do you have any interviews set up today?
Today, no. I did not get anybody lined up for today. I have possibly ASA calling in. I was trying to get them to to partake and call in today, but right now everybody's focused on their show today and making sure that the customers here are taken care of.
Oh, okay. Well, okie dokie. Yeah. I thought we were going to try to... Okay, well, that sounds good. So then what else do you want?
We're trying to work it all. They want to come in after today.
Okay.
Or call in after today. So
all right. Cool.
I've been trying to work it all weekend.
All right, so... Next.
Yeah. Well, we've been out promoting and talking the Lost Lizard with everybody. I've been out promoting not just the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run, but we've got the Akatia Wells cleanup on December 3rd, the weekend after Thanksgiving weekend. I just had a really nice conversation with Adam from Clean Desert for that event on October 3rd. So we're walking around trying to talk sponsorships and such for that big event that we're going to do. Because most people go out for Thanksgiving weekend, and unfortunately, the few disrespectful ones out on the Akatia Wells side at Truck Haven Challenge, you know, and it gets wasted on Thanksgiving weekend at the obstacle course. So we're going to go out the weekend after on December 3rd, and we're teaming up with Clean Desert and Desert Cleanse Project to host a cleanup out there. And I've been promoting that event a lot and getting a lot of feedback for that one. And people that are really excited and want to help sponsor and promote that one. So that's a really good, feedback that we're getting for this event. One of the other things that I'm working on right now with American Sand Association and United Desert Gateway would be the January Dune cleanup, because that's actually in the sand dunes and we're at the Sand Sports Super Show. So we're out here promoting that event as well. The Sand Sports Super Show. And out here for that, it's going to be the 25th annual. And because it's the 25th, I'm trying to make it the biggest, best yet. So not just our regular six locations that we have sponsored. We have Gecko Road, Oldsmobile, Glamis Flats, Gordon's, Buttercup, and Ogilby. I'm trying to get sponsorships out here this weekend for every single hill. And somebody interested in making sure that we have an easy up and a cleanup thing going at every single hill in the Imperial Sand Dunes. So from China Wall all the way down Lizard Slide, Sandy Hill, you know, Comp Hill, Oldsmobile, Sunset Hill, Swing Flag, Flagpole, I want each of the destination spots in the dunes covered for the January 14th cleanup. So I'm out here promoting that, talking to people, seeing if I can get them to come out to the January 14th one and do a sponsorship of that. That spurred an idea where I can do a seasonal thing that I'm going to try and work with the Bureau of Land Management. And I was just over because they're here. So I was over throwing my idea out with them and trying to do an adopt-a-wash where San Diego Off-Road Coalition will get a sponsor for a wash. So all the way 1 to 25 each wash, have a business sponsorship through us where, you know, once a month the business and then its employees go out and they sponsor and do the cleanup of the wash. And then if they can't make it out there for that month, you know, SDORC will charge them, you know, $350 and we'll go out and we'll clean their wash. We'll have their banner and hang it and say that it's sponsored by and powered by that business. And then we'll go through and do, make sure that all the trash is cleaned up and the wash is taken care of. So that's another thing that I'm trying to push right now and have going is the adopt a wash for the sand dunes cleanup and making sure that that's actually a year-long seasonal thing. So from October to April, we have the sand dunes taken care of. And I'm getting a lot of people who are really interested in that idea as well and are saying that they would support that. So I'm thinking that that's something that the Off-Road Coalition is going to be able to make happen, if we don't get it implemented for this season, but by next season, you know, we'll get the idea out now, get it going in everybody's brains, and then by next season have it be a thing.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome idea. All right. Well, hopefully Ed has found you. Let's take a quick break, and we come back. We'll find out what Ed's doing right here on STORIC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to STORIC Dirt Radio. Brendan and I already fixed the problem, so you guys can go do something else now. This segment is brought to you by Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2800. Every tire and wheel you've got under your car and truck, they can replace it. And they can do service for you as well. They do oil changes, tune-ups, alignments, suspension work. When it comes to getting your vehicle down the road, nobody does it better than Wayne Miller Tire. Audrey and Ed are up at the Sand Sports Super Show, and they're chatting with all of the other groups up there. I would assume the attendance is good. Do we have a lot of people there? I'm wondering.
Hey, Dave. So this is Ed.
Yeah.
Yesterday had a lot of people. I think around from 11 to 1, there was just a thick stream of people coming by our booth, and we were handing out flyers like crazy for the Lost Lizard Fun Run. Today's a little mellower. Usually Sunday's more like family day. You see more kids and families. But there's a whole spectrum of people here. I'm sitting in the Yamaha booth. They have a semi-trailer with a bunch of vehicles. I see a couple of R-Max. There's a side-by-side with a dump bed in the back. And then some motorcycles, the YZ250 and 450F. And a Yamaha Tenere 700, which is a bike that I have a little thing for. And there's a four-wheeler also. So I asked the Yamaha people if anybody would like to come on the air, and they said, oh, we're not allowed to. Only the media people can, and there's no media people here.
Oh.
So Yamaha gave SDRC, they funded a grant request that we made earlier this year for, they gave us $7,200 to buy reflectors to put on the bombing range fence between Superstition Open Area and the Navy's bombing range. And so it's a great company. They have a great grant program, and they're willing to help any group that wants to help off-roading. I think we're going to write another request to them asking them to fund hay bales, or what they call rice bales or straw bales, to go around the kids' training area in Corral Canyon in the Cleveland National Forest. The forest has reached out to us and said, hey, the bales that we have out there have pretty much disintegrated, and they would like new ones. 1,360 linear feet. So Amy Vollmer, who lives in Imperial County, gave me the contact of some farmers that have bales out there. So I'll be looking to see just what that's going to entail. How much a bale for 1,360 linear feet. And anyway, we'll work on the details. So that's a project that we're in.
So while you're out there, hey, get the Yamaha guys to give you the PR contacts, and then go to all of the, I'd go to just about every vendor out there and get their PR people's, you know, name, phone number. And if you want, let me have it, and I'll work it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I did that, Dave. I talked to Yamaha last night for a good half hour, 45 minutes. Also Honda as well, but Yamaha's very interested in helping us out.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, just if you get me all the PR contacts, you know, I could get you guys some vehicles to road test. We could actually do weekly road tests of vehicles. But unless I've got, yeah. I mean, that's how you got
it. I'll get it.
Well, you want to enhance the show to where every off-roader, this is the place to go. I don't care if they're doing inflators. I don't care if they're doing uniforms or special boots. And if no one wants to talk to us on air live, then if we get the PR people, all that contact info, then it's a piece of cake.
Yeah. It's been difficult. Nobody wants to do radio this weekend. Everybody's interested in just dealing with the people here this weekend, and everybody wants to come on air next weekend or the weekend after, in the next few weeks.
Yeah, but if you don't get their contact info, how are you going to get in touch with them?
Yeah.
Well, I have it. Don't you worry, Dave.
And by the way, Ed, what are you coughing for? You're not even in studio.
There's a lot of exhust around here.
Oh, my God. This guy's got more excuses than Carter's got pills. All right, just checking. All right, so what else?
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, there's a lot of great – there's a lot of side-by-sides, side-by-side vehicles and accessories for them. Across from our booth is a company that has suspension bars you can upgrade. What really gets my pulse going is the V8 buggies. You see these big vehicles with the big tires and the big engines. And if you've ever seen them tearing up the big dunes out at Glamis, like, it makes the hair on your neck stand up when you hear and see these things go. They're just going incredibly fast, just roaring up the mountain.
Any electric powered cars?
The only electric were some bicycles and small motorcycles that I saw. What about you, Audrey? Do you see anything?
I have not seen any electrical powered side-by-side or
buggies.
Large vehicle buggies or anything like that. But they do have the e-bikes here. There's at least four different e-bike companies here. And then two of them that have dirt bikes that are actual off-road dirt bikes and almost like your monkey. There's one that looks almost identical to the monkey over there.
How are you doing?
Oh, I saw that with the shocks on it.
Vulcan e-bikes,
right.
I think.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, so what really stood out as far as the show goes, or just the fact that it's there and everybody's thrilled?
I enjoy seeing the other advocates. So Audrey and I are off-road vehicle advocates. And so California Association of Four-Wheel Drives, they have a booth and they have their raffle Jeep. They raffle off a Jeep every year. The American Sand Association is here. They don't have the biggest presence as they've had in the past, and I think that's more the show people than the ASA. And Corva has a booth in the building there, California Off-Road Vehicle Association, and I'm part of that group also. So it's fun to see those guys. I didn't see Friends of Oceano Dunes. They had been
they're
here
directly in front of Corva. They're the row in
they're
front of Corva.
Corva? Okay,
yeah, they're directly
I need
in front
to go by and say hi to them. And California State Parks used to come. I didn't see them this year. I don't think they're here.
Wow. That's kind of odd, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad. An
agency that is here is the Bureau of Land Management, and they manage the Imperial Sand Dunes, Glamis, Gordons, Buttercup, all that. And Neil Hamada is a longtime fixture in that office, and he's a big supporter of off-road recreation. And he came over and chatted with us, and he said that he's getting a new job, so I got nervous because he's like our good friend in there. And they said he has so many responsibilities that they're cutting his job in half, and he's taking one, and then they're going to find somebody for the other. Mm. So he's not going anywhere. But he won't be doing recreation. He'll be doing like ground operations and engineering. He wants to specialize on getting the new Ranger Station completed. They want to do what's called the Gecko Road Ranger Station. Right now it's a couple of trailers, and they want to build a proper building there. So he wants to be involved in that. He thinks it's going to take about 5 or 6 more years to get that completed. And he said the Buttercup Ranger Station, which is so nice, from beginning to end, it took 12 years. And they've already been working on the other one, the new one, for about 5 years, I think. 5 or 6 years. Working with the government, you know, it's slow and it's difficult. So I love coming to the show to see the vendors, the agencies, and the nonprofits. I mean, of course, I like to see the stuff for sale, all the cool equipment and vehicles. And man, it's a big show. It takes a long time to walk through everything.
Yeah. Do they have a new product area where people coming for the very first time with a new piece of equipment? I mean, that's what they do at SEMA, and it kind of specializes.
They get spread around the show.
Oh, okay.
They're just spread out everywhere, yeah.
One of these shows, they put all the off-road advocates in the same area, and it was a disaster because all the people just went around it, and we didn't get any action. So, no, you got to spread us out, put us here and there. So that works a lot better.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, where I'm sitting, I'm watching a guy. It looks like he's carrying a scuba tank. I think that's he bought it. That's how they inflate the tires on their Jeeps real fast. But Honda's over there. Can-Am is right here. Polaris, Coin Motorsports, Gibson exhaust. Gibson gave us the exhaust for the raffle cars we did years back. So it's fun to see those guys. Malcolm Smith Motorsports is over there. There's a lot of big ones, and then there's a whole bunch of small little mom-and-pop places, 110x10, and they have soft coolers, or they have whip flags, electric whips. If you want to have a lighted whip, you ride around at night and people can see you. And then you see people walking around with wagons, and either they put the kids in the wagon or the stuff that they bought,
right?
Or sometimes both, and that's a lot of fun.
Any
observations?
Anybody from law enforcement, you know, like highway patrol, border patrol, anything like that?
Not a formal booth that I've seen. You know, they have the people helping the
highway patrol has a booth up.
Because, you know, they're all looking to hire. They're trying to get people.
Yeah, CHP has
where
a booth.
Where are they?
There.
I didn't see
California
them.
Highway Patrol. On the other, okay. where we used to be, the other booth we used to be in.
Okay, good.
And our last year's area? Okay.
Yeah, last year's building.
Yeah. I'm going to go over there and say hi.
It's amazing. There's more vendors out here this year than I think that there's been. It's crazy to see how the industry has grown so much in the last year. I liked the Seal Savers. They have a new product out for the goes around your protects to keep the mud and stuff out of your shocks. And so it has a new product for the Seal Savers. And that was pretty cool. They're looking at sponsoring us. Rhino USA is going to do our trash bags. They are like recovery, toe straps, tie downs, anything like that. And they are we have a sponsorship with them right now where one of the vendors is testing their audio right here next to me. I don't know if you heard that turn on all loud. Rhino USA has a 10% discount on their items. If you go online and you order and you put in SDORC for San Diego Off-Road Coalition, you get 10% off and free shipping.
Cool.
Same with Lost Lizard. If you do the Lost Lizard, LOSTLIZARD, it gives you 10% off and free shipping for Rhino USA. So if you need a tow strap, you need tie downs, you need a car hauling kit, anything along those lines, Rhino USA has the hookup on that right now.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys have definitely are busy, I'd assume, with a lot of people coming up and wanting to chat.
Yeah. We've had a lot of help. Rick Moore and Krista came up on Friday to set us up and work the show Friday evening. And then Audrey and KJ were here. Nicole, who's been on the radio with us, she came in this morning, and so we're passing out flyers, asking people to come to the fun run. Hey, Audrey, what vendors that are here are going to be at the Lost Lizard?
Dirt Design is here. They have merchandise. They have clothing, hats, socks. They just do merchandise. Vision USA, LED lighting. Lighting Evolved. They do racing, automotive, overland, off-road. Vision LED Lighting is going to be there. Stone Graphite Tactical Tools is here, and they're going to have a easy up at our event, and they are like emergency break out of your car tool, where you know you can break your windshield and get out or anything like that. They'll be there. And then who else do we have? We have a few others that are here that are coming as well.
All right. Why don't you guys put your heads together on that? We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back more at the Sand Sports Super Show with Dirt Radio at SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
Answer.
Kind of loud here.
All right, folks. Hey, this segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. Chris Wiley is the man. If you want to do any kind of refi, buy a house, sell a house, anything to do with homes, maybe you want to do a reverse mortgage, maybe you're in the military and you want to figure out how to get a house for a buck, Chris Wiley is the man. 619-722-1303. And I'm sure San Diego Off-Road Magazine must be at the Sand Super Show. And that's a great... it's not a magazine much anymore. It's mainly online, which is really easier. It's more pages. Just go to SSORM.com, SSORM.com. You could subscribe. It's super cheap. And anything and everything you want to know about off-road is right there. Ed and Audrey are up at the Sand Sports Super Show, and they have been chatting with all kinds of vendors and folks trying to help keep the desert open. So it's been a fun 3 days, it sounds like.
It has. Hey, Dave, I'm in the Coin Motorsports booth. Now, I told you Yamaha made a grant for us to get the reflectors on the bombing range fence by Superstition and the bombing range. So Coin Motorsports wrote a support letter because they're the closest Yamaha dealer to it. So we're grateful for them. They, like I said, they got us $7,200 to buy reflectors that we put on the fence. And I'm in the booth, and one of the gentlemen from the dealership is here. I'm going to hand the phone off, and he can talk a little bit about who he is and what they've got at the show today.
All right. Hey, who is this?
Hi, this is Todd Baldwin with Coin Power Sports. How are we doing today?
Hey, Todd, how are you doing? Coin, if people don't know, that's a very, very, very large name in motorsports. And glad to see that you guys are there and supporting the industry as well as you are.
Yeah, fantastic. We're here at the Costa Mesa Fairgrounds for the annual Sand Show event. We had a great turnout so far, beautiful weather. For everybody that has still got time to head this way, we've got an amazing selection of Can-Am, Polaris, Yamaha, Honda Talons, Kawasaki Terexes. We've got a full selection of our side-by-sides on display.
Hey, send me a Maverick if you got one just laying around that nobody wants to drive.
Those Mavericks, well, that's what we have special financing for you, sir.
Okay, I have to ask. Last name of Baldwin. Are you from the racing Baldwin family?
Well, I get asked that question quite a bit, but the brother of mine, we come from a motocross background. We're not part of the B.J. Baldwin background.
Okay, I'm here in San Diego, and my last name is Stahl, and there's a Chevy dealership here. So everybody thinks I'm a Chevy dealer, so I get the pain. It's not
there
a problem.
Go.
So,
there you go.
So, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, everybody is marking up cars. I mean, you know, you can't even get a Corvette Z06 without paying $90,000 over invoice. What's the motorcycle side by side? What's that industry like? Are you guys still selling at retail, or is there a slight markup due to lack of product?
So it's a real challenge that we have in the power sports industry today. The availability of the vehicles is very limited. It is restricted the amount of volume that the power sports industry traditionally tries to focus on. Since that is in that limited availability, it has moved that additional dealer markup to help subsidize because of the current market conditions.
Well,
it continues to be a challenge.
And let me say this so you'll know I'm on your side. I tell people all the time, when you have a dealer, I don't care if it's motorcycles, cars, trucks, SUV, I don't care. But when you're selling 200 cars a month at invoice, and now because of production, chips, you know, anything you want to call it, now you're only selling 20. How do you expect the owners to keep the doors open? How do you expect the owners to keep their people employed? So, yeah, there's going to be a small markup. There's going to be a markup. I mean, there's no other way to get around it. So take that markup, swallow it, because you're helping that local dealer stay afloat. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's a unique environment that we have today. Obviously, the COVID lockdowns.
Yeah.
It brought more enthusiasts of outdoor enthusiasts into the power sports industry for the way out, to go out and enjoy and still be with their families and understand the passion of the recreation industry. And it did cycle through a volume for the power sports industry at a brisk rate that the dealerships had not seen in probably 10 to 15 years.
If not longer.
Crisis.
Yeah, if not longer.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And so with that, dealers did, exhaust a lot of their existing inventories.
Sure.
And demand across the country just elevated to such an extent that the manufacturers, quite honestly, they could not keep up.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you come into some of the challenges now of the chips.
Yeah.
And the electronics.
Right.
And as you brought up, you know, Can-Am Maverick, you know, earlier, you know, on the Can-Am Maverick side, they're shipping us product that is 90% done.
Wow.
They are not a product that we can even sell
right.
until they can catch up. So they send us usually about 4 to 6 weeks after the unit is shipped to us
uh-huh.
before we are actually able to get the car completed with
right.
the missing components to
right.
be able to sell it. Yep.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad you're sharing this with the public because, you know, all the public knows is you guys are just trying to make money, and that is the farthest thing from the truth. Yeah, you're trying to make money to stay alive and feed your families and keep the businesses open
right.
for the public, but you're not doing any of this just because you're doing it. Wouldn't you love to have 500 Mavericks sitting on the back lot? Heck yeah.
Sure. Sure, and it's not something that we see within the industry going away anytime soon. It's going to continue
yeah.
through 2023, and who knows what 2024 is going to bring us. But the good news is you know, Coin Power Sports has two operations. We have one store in El Centro. Which is what we call our mothership, very close to you know, to Glamis Country, and we take care of a lot of our off-road community there with our parts and service and sales, and our secondary store is up in Banning, and you know, with both stores, we've been able to, you know, land some pretty cool customs for the season that's coming up. For the off-road community.
Well, and folks, you need to understand the reason that happens and the reason the manufacturers are taking care of these folks is because of how they treat you, the consumer. Because if you're a dealer that all you're doing is taking advantage of the customers, the manufacturers will not reward you for that. They will reward you for sales satisfaction, service satisfaction, and yeah. going that extra mile for the customer, right?
You bet, 100%.
Yeah, used to be a service manager for 30 years, so I get it.
There you go.
I totally get it.
Sales department, of course, we sell the first one. Service department sells the next five.
Boy, I like the way you roll, brother. That's awesome. Well, you're only down in El Centro. I do TV here in San Diego as well. I'm the only TV yep. station that supports the off-road community. And maybe, you know, once maybe we get some inventory up a little bit, maybe have you drag some stuff over to San Diego. I'm more than happy. It doesn't cost you anything, but the eyeballs on your product are endless. I do it for the local stores here as well. Because
awesome.
Just because you don't have a lot of inventory, there are still a lot of other things we can talk about in your business that the consumer needs to know. Because, you know, like you said, you have such an influx of new buyers, they don't know anybody from anybody.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And, you know, we really go to that extent. The owners, Marty and Travis Coyne, very heavily, you know, customer satisfaction,
yep.
You know, direction. That's the day in and day out of, you know, we sell fun. We sell recreation.
We sell
the way out to go out and spend time with your families. And so we try to make that experience, you know, a very pleasurable experience and take care of our people.
Right. And that's really the deal. What's your website over there?
So it's coinpowersports.com.
And that's COYNE, right?
Affirmative. COYNE and Power Sports.
Marty won't remember, but I've been doing this for almost 30 years. I've interviewed him more times than I care to admit. So, you know, and I was really thrilled yeah. when I heard Ed said he was in your booth, because you guys really do the right thing when it does come to customer service, and I appreciate it.
Outstanding. Well, it was very nice talking with you, and have a great Sunday.
All right, buddy, you too, and make sure you check Ed's credit before he buys anything.
Copy that.
Couldn't help myself. All right, so who's back, Ed or Audrey?
I'm back. Are you there, Audrey?
Nah, she went to sleep.
I'm here, yep. I've been on mute.
Okay, all right.
Oh.
So they're checking your credit, Ed, so don't use either one of us for a reference.
You know, Coyne sells, they have all their sport vehicles here,
yeah.
but they also sell the lower performance ones that the farmers use in Pearl County.
Yeah.
A lot of farming.
Yeah.
You know, those low performance, like the Rangers and like the, those, they sell the heck out of those things.
I know.
You got a big farm, you want to drive around.
I want one too, but I just don't have a big enough farm.
Well, what do you do?
I see
box shops over there.
Yeah.
They had donated some shock to us. I'm going to see if anybody at Fox wants to talk to us.
All right,
after,
cool.
After this break.
All right, well, we'll let you go right now. We're going to take a quick break. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
The answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. All right, hey, this segment's brought to you by K&J Termite and Pest Control. Family-owned and operated business with over 45 years of experience. Your family, your health, and your home are very important to the family at K&J. So give them a call. They'll come out. They'll do a complete inspection and put together a program if needed. Call them at 619-441-7378, 619-441-7378. 7-8 to get a quote. All right, we got Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven up at the Sand Sports Super Show. And who's next?
So, Dave, I'm in the Fox Shocks booth with Kevin Stearns. And now Fox gave us some shocks a few years back. SDRC did three big expensive raffle cars, V8, Mendiola transmission, big dual sport raffle car, and trailer raffles. So it was a big deal. They gave us many thousands of dollars worth of shocks. So we're in the booth, and I'm going to hand off to Kevin, and he's going to talk a little bit about the shocks that he has in the booth right here. Here you go.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I've worked with you guys. You had me up at Elsinore a while back, driving Jeeps around, and I like the stock level, the next level, then two more levels of Fox Shocks. It fits everybody's pocketbook. And then you also have I can't remember what you called it, but it's kind of like a school.
Yeah, so we have the Fox Academy.
That's it.
You know, to back up a little bit, you know, Fox has really grown as a company. We're no longer just selling, you know, your coilover shock
right.
on your sand rail like we used to back in the day. You know, we're now Fox Factory, and we have many brands under one roof. You know, we've got the sports truck brands with CBS, Zone, and JKS, and those are, you know, to cater to your one-ton and half-ton trucks. We have our JKS line, which is going to be, you know, primarily your Jeeps and JKs and JTs and JLs. And then we have our Zone suspension line that is going to be more entry level instead of, you know, for your leveling kits and your more fiscally advantageous kits.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said earlier, we've got anything from our Adventure Series 2.0 Fox shocks all the way up to our, you know, 4.4-inch bypass shocks that you see on, like, Justin Lawson's Desert Race truck. So,
and you know, maybe it's me, but your systems are not that expensive when you really sit down and look and see what you get at any one of the levels of Fox Shocks. And I highly recommend people go to the website and take a look. Plus, there's a tech line that you truly talk to real technicians that know this system's inside and out before you make a decision. And let me tell you, folks, how many manufacturers are you working with right now? At least two or three, maybe four?
Oh, yeah. Our OE portion of our business is probably the largest portion of our business. You know, we're with Mopar and GM, Polaris, Santa Ana. You know, when you run the when you have the best product available and the most engineering behind it, you get those opportunities, and we're really proud of having that available.
But
you know, the one of the other things I'd like to mention before we get cut short here is we've also just recently acquired a company called Shock Therapy out of Phoenix, Arizona, and they really cater to the side-by-side market.
Oh.
And when I say they cater to the side-by-side market, they have all the little bells and whistles, the spring rate kits, the sway bar and links, you know, the little tie rod end things that transform a factory UTV into a really magical ride out in the dunes and out in the desert. And so if you guys aren't familiar with Shock Therapy, give them a look up and you know, take your you know, the side by side market has just exploded, right?
Yeah.
And these guys will just really hone into what weights you're doing, what kind of riding you're doing. Are you in the sand? Are you woods? Are you in the desert? And they can really tailor a car that rode good and make it amazing and just change the whole experience for the end user.
Well, and make it safer too, because when you've got a vehicle that handles the terrain better than it was before, it's also a safer ride, less chance of rollover, less chance of sure. you know, doing an sure. endo. And a lot yeah. of people don't talk about that, but that's what yeah. kind of where Fox came from.
Yeah, well, that's the pitch we give to the wives, right? Because guys, we want to buy new stuff for our cars. So, you know, we explain how, you know, there is an inherent level of safety that is gained by having better control of a car.
Sure.
So it's not a lie. It's not painting a picture. It's a truthful thing, and it's a good thing to have, you know, that extra level, not only in ride quality, but in safety for sure.
Right. Yeah. And really, all you have to do is take a stock unit out and then go, you know, like you guys did when we were up at Elsinore. That was the biggest eye opener for me. You know, we took a stock JK and didn't go around the track that fast because it just about took your kidneys out. But by the time we got to level 3, man, we were hauling freight.
Yeah, we must have missed connections there because I was at that event. And we've got 4 different Jeeps there. We've got a stock Jeep.
Yep.
We've got an entry-level package with our Adventure Series shocks, and then one more level up with that, going to our 2.0s, and then ending in our 3.0, you know, really highly adjustable shock package, our Performance Elite Series. And so, like I said, there's a butt for every seat, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's one of those things where we want to make sure that we can work with each level of customer that's out there.
Yeah. Well, I was working with Corey. Corey's no longer with you guys, but
he
kind of took us under his wing. I was that close to taking my 86 Toyota 4x4 up there and getting you guys, and I missed it. So I'm definitely going to have to come back up and see you guys because made all the difference in the world, folks. I'm telling you, even if you're not going off-roading, an upgraded Fox shock system will just give your rig such a great ride. Sure. And with the dependability. And it's adjustable. That's the other thing, and I think that's where the academy comes in.
Yeah. Dave, keep in mind that if you live in California, you are off-roading on our street here. So
I like it. I love it. But no, it's really and the fact that you're picking up, you know, small companies to enhance the Fox, you know, name, that's even bigger. All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me talk back.
I appreciate your time.
All right, we look forward to talking to you down the road. All right, Ed.
Shock Therapy is huge, and Shock Therapy has supported San Diego Off-Road Coalition.
Good.
They are set up at Glamis. They have a huge trailer there where you can get anything tested and done. And they just teamed up with us for the January Martin Luther King Weekend, January 14th, and 25th Annual Dunes Cleanup. So that's awesome to hear that he's right there with them.
Yeah, no, that's huge. So it sounds like you guys are getting pretty wild and woolly up there.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I'm in the PCI booth now. Audrey, did PCI give us something?
PCI Race Radios donated 2 handheld radios and a car system for us. So we got two donations and raffle prizes from PCI Race Radios this year.
Well, it sounds like, and there's still time, folks, hour and a half up. It'll take you about an hour to walk the lot. They still have to break down, and I bet you right now, the last hour or so of the event, that's where you'll get the most screaming deals, so they don't have to haul it home. You can.
That's where the deals are. They don't want to bring it home.
I don't blame them. So you guys going to be in what?
They also have a show going on over where they've got a little setup, and they've got like Blake Wilkie over there, Brian Menzies is here, a couple other racers, and they're doing little car show, little jumps and burnouts and different things over here. So it's a nonstop show.
Yeah,
Blake Wilkie's going to be at Coin at 1:30.
All right,
I saw that on the sign.
That's awesome. I should have gave you my recorder and you guys could have recorded him, but that's okay.
Yeah, next time.
Yes, next indeed. Time. Yeah. All right. Well, get as many business cards as you can before the end of the day. And, you know, Ed, try to pass out some of the business cards since we didn't charge you for them. They are free. You can't give them out. It's okay.
All right. I'll pass
I think I've
out.
Given out about 150 business cards.
There you
cards,
go. You go, girl. You go.
Yesterday and today.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey, have fun. Say hi to everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. We'll Thank talk to you, you next time.
All right. Take care, folks. All right. Hey, man, you got to join SDORC.org. $25 a year. It's super easy. You can help keep the deserts open. You can meet some of the nicest people on the planet. All right. Stay tuned for the next hour. It's kind of footloose and fancy free. I don't have anybody in. So I've got other car reviews. I've even got automotive news. And I got my new Wheels of Time, which you're going, Wheels of Time? What could that possibly be? It's all about the trucking industry, the vintage trucks that are hauling our freight from point A to point B. So we're going to have a fun hour. It's like I said, I might even get Brendan involved because he likes to talk a lot too. That's why he's on the wrong side of the glass. But be that as it may, we're here for you. We're going to go ahead. Is it time to take a break yet? Yeah, we still got a little bit more time. Let's go ahead and take a break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. Please join now. Yak Radio right around the corner on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.